Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you all. This morning, we're continuing from our book, Path to Shiva, with Lesson 35, Why is the Satguru so Important? Anyone hoping to climb Mount Everest would be wise to have a Sherpa by his side. A guide who has been where you want to go. Similarly, as we walk the spiritual path, we should not be without a Satguru, an enlightened master who knows truth and can take us there. The word guru means teacher. Anyone you are studying with may be called a guru, such as a dance guru, music guru, or a classroom teacher. Teacher is important in any area of study because it is difficult for us to see our own weaknesses, but easy for a trained expert. Your mother and father are your first gurus. Many Hindus have a Satguru, a teacher of Sat, or truth. A Satguru is a mature soul who has realized God and is able to lead others along the path. Shiva is within each of us, shining out through our eyes. But Shiva shines out from the Satguru more brightly because he or she is pure and enlightened. Thus, we worship the Satguru as Shiva himself. The Satguru is devoted full-time to religious life, to upholding Saivism and helping his devotees. Just by living and being, he or she brings peace and blessings to the world. Satguru is always a sannyasin, one who is unmarried and has renounced all possessions, personal life, family, and friends. A rare initiation from his guru empowered him with the highest spiritual knowledge and authority. This is Shiva's revealing grace, Anugraha Shakti, in action. If your family has a Satguru to guide it, you are indeed fortunate. He can wisely advise your parents and keep the family strong, harmonious, and spiritually alive. Get to know him, talk to him, and ask questions. He will share his wisdom and help you draw close to God. Very nice. Sometime this year we had a satsang and a mixture of devotees close and distant from us, and one of them asked a challenging question, trying to put me on the spot. He said, "You're a Satguru, what does that mean?" So I thought about it for a second and then I said, "Well, it means I help you find God within you." He didn't expect that answer. He was thinking more, it was a title praising me, but it's not a title of praise, it's a title of duty. It says you're a teacher, and what are you teaching? You're teaching someone how to find God within themselves. That's what it is. And the difference is, you can compare it to a dancer. Someone can be a really great dancer, but not a good dance teacher. Can be different skills. Someone can be both. And someone can be a really great dance teacher, but not necessarily a great dancer. So the inner attainment doesn't automatically reflect in the outer skill of teaching or helping someone else move toward that same goal. So the idea of a Satguru is he's helping his devotees move closer and closer, or deeper and deeper into themselves, closer and closer to God, or deeper and deeper into themselves, into the Sat. There's a well-known verse about sat and asat goes asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityor ma amritam gamaya om shanti shanti shanti. Well, the most common translation is lead me from the unreal to the real being sat and the unreal being asat. But I don't think it's really a good translation of asat, unreal, because it's sat with an a in front of it. So when you put an letter A in Sanskrit in front of something, it's usually translated non. So we go himsa, injury, ahimsa, non-injury, right? Dvaita, dualism, advaita, non-dualism. So it means that which is not. Ahimsa, that which is not injury, that which is not dualism. So in this case, asat means that which is not the truth. That's all it means. It's unreal, has a certain connotation that not the truth doesn't have, right? So I think not the truth is better, because we're not trying to say the world is unreal. That's not what the verse means. It means the world, what we normally experience, is not the truth. It's asat. So we want to turn away from the world, asat, that which isn't the truth, go deeply enough into ourselves to find the truth, sat. That's what it's saying. There's a charming story from our Paramaguru Yogaswami. He was talking with, in Jaffna, he passed on in 1964. This was probably in the late 50s or early 60s, this story takes place. He's talking to the Canadian ambassador to Sri Lanka, who was a mystical person and came a number of times to talk to Yogaswami. In this instance, he had his children with him, two young boys, and he told the young boys, "You and I are the same age." So there they are, say they're 8 and 10, and there he is, about 88 or 90 years old, and he's saying, "You and I are the same age." Oh, he's speaking in a very simple way. "You and I are the same age." Well, how can the boys and Yogaswami be the same age? Because there's something in all three of them that is sat. There's something in all three of them that is the same and that's eternal. So if something's eternal, it has no age, right? It's always existed. Something can only have an age if it has a beginning and an end. But sat has no beginning and no end, therefore it's eternal. And therefore, if we look at the sat within us, the sat within the two boys and Yogaswami in this case, it's identical. It's the same age because it's eternal. Oh, very interesting reflection. Gurudeva liked to describe asat and sat by saying relatively real and absolutely real. Say the world is relatively real, but truth is absolutely real. Relatively real means it exists, but it's constantly changing. Absolutely real means it exists and it doesn't change, it's changeless. It's the same now as it was yesterday and the day before and the day before and it'll be tomorrow and the next day. It doesn't change. So part of us doesn't change, which is sat. But the world is changing. So the challenge is to go deeply enough, to be detached enough from that which is changing to find that which doesn't change. And that's what the sat guru is trying to help you find. Sat, leading from the unreal to the real. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.